there is a place from where you can truly feel the feelings. And as you do that, the story is taken out because awareness replaces thinking. There's a shift then from being identified with the story in the head, the thought processes, to being the aware presence. So you're no longer fueling the feelings with stories in the head. And now you can watch and feel them directly, whatever it may be. Feel it as an energy field in the body. But also be aware of yourself as that which looks, sees, feels, the field of attention. In the same way that you look externally at a tree, you are aware of sense perceptions. Flowers, trees, you listen. Bring awareness to sense perceptions. That is an enormous help in bringing awareness to your feelings. The more awareness you bring to sense perceptions, the easier it is to bring awareness to what you feel inside, because it's simply a shift from externally directed awareness. Ultimately, nothing is external because the entire universe takes place inside you. But let's just put it like that. Externally directed awareness and inner directed awareness. So you are present within and present without. So the enormous importance of being present without, also as far as your inner life is concerned, because it's one awareness. One could ask a similar question. How can I witness eating an apple and feel this, how you're eating the apple at the same time? It's only when you truly are present as you eat the apple that you can truly feel and taste the apple. Before, it's a process that is semi-conscious or even totally conscious. Eating goes back to a very long time. Ingesting substances and you can observe certain humans engaged in intelligent conversation at a dinner table, and the moment they put something in their mouth, they go completely unconscious. They're totally, and they're not really tasting the food, they're just gobbling it down. And then when they've swallowed, they wake up for a moment again, and then they talk about literature or philosophy. But to really eat an apple consciously is a wonderful thing. Then you bring something that is usually unconscious, you make it conscious. Maybe that's called tantra, if you do it with sexuality. But it could be any activity that would usually be very unconscious, that is an animal impulse in humans. And you bring consciousness to it, witness it, observe it. It then has a different quality. It becomes beautiful. And then you can truly taste the apple and be present